This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business. Extending his wishes to countrymen in a letter, on the first day of Navratri today, Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses. The Prime Minister said from today, the next generation GST reforms have begun to make their presence felt, marking the start of a GST Bachat Utsav or GST Saving Festival across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched infrastructure projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees for Arunachal Pradesh from Itanagar, highlighting the state's growing role in energy and regional development. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "The land of Arunachal is not only the land of the rising sun, but also a cradle of patriotism." Speaking on the next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister said women will be among the biggest beneficiaries of this reform. Mr. Modi described the GST Bachat Utsav a memorable milestone for households across the country.
Aur aaj se GST ko bhi humne sirf do slab tak simit kar diya hai. 5% aur 18%. Bahut sari cheeze ab tax free ho gayi hai. बाकी सामान पर भी टैक्स बहुत कम हो गया है कोई स्कूटर बाइक खरीदना है बाहर खाना पीने के लिए जाना है ये सब पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं ये जीएसटी बचत उत्सव आपके लिए बहुत यादगार बनने वाला है
The Prime Minister also interacted with traders and entrepreneurs in Itanagar. From Arunachal, Prime Minister Modi travelled to Tripura's Udaipur, where he inaugurated the developmental works of Mata Tripura Sundari Temple. The Prime Minister also offered prayers at the temple on the first day of Navratri. On the first day of Navratri today, the government has decided to provide 25 lakh new free PM Ujjwala connections to eligible households. Prime Minister Modi has extended wishes to all women of the country joining the Ujjwala family from today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this step of the government will not only bring them new joy on this sacred festival, but will also strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the next generation GST reforms, which have come into effect from today, will speed up the economic growth of the country. Briefing media at party headquarters in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the consumption will also grow further, leading to an increase of nearly 20 lakh crore rupees in the GDP. He said the people across the country are delighted as a significant portion of their income will now be saved as most of the daily used items have become cheaper. In Jammu and Kashmir, the General Officer Commanding of White Knight Corps, Lieutenant General P.K. Mishra, today reviewed the ongoing anti-terror operations in the hilly areas of Udhampur, Doda and Kishtwar districts following recent encounters with terrorists. Our correspondent reports that a massive search operation is underway in Sojdhar forest connecting Dudu Basandgarh in Udhampur district with Bandherwa in Doda district since Friday evening following the killing of a soldier in a gunfight with terrorists. Ministry of Home Affairs today declared the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KAPLANG, along with all its factions, wings and front organizations as an unlawful association with immediate effect from the 28th of this month for a period of 5 years. Pakistani Air Force has conducted airstrike in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, killing 30 people, including women and children. The airstrike were conducted around 2 a.m. when the Pakistani fighter jets JF-17 dropped 8 LS-6 bombs on the Matredara village located in the Tira Valley, leading to a massacre. International human rights organizations have called an investigation into these allegations, urging protection of civilians and accountability for any violations. Pakistani military and government is silent on this incident. And that is the end of this news bulletin.